A listener production.
Hi, and welcome back to Broadsheet Melbourne Around Town. I'm your host, Ruby Harris. Broadsheet editors get a lot of questions about what we're eating, drinking, and doing. So every Thursday in 2024, we're going off script and finding out what the office is excited about. This week, we're exploring new openings and a new trend of giant chicken nuggets, figuring out the best spots for a regional staycation, and sharing some of our favourite meal deals around Melbourne. Joining me on today's podcast is Broadsheet Melbourne's food and drink editor, Audrey Payne.
Hey, Ruby.
Audrey, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you. I'm going to ask you my favorite question. What was the best thing you ate this week?
I'm so glad you asked. I went to Ung Lo, which is a Thai Japanese barbecue restaurant in the city. And the best thing I ate was all of the meats and vegetables that they gave us.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was barbecue and hot pot. So essentially, they have all this really, really premium Wagyu, which I don't usually like, but when it's cooked very quickly over these white coals, it's just kind of melt in your mouth.
That sounds so goodness. Good.
Yeah. And then I like balanced it with this, like this is how I gamed it. I did the meat on the charcoal.
Yes.
And then a whole bunch of vegetables in the hot pot. So it was like fatty, meaty goodness. Then I felt very nourished by this like soupy hot pot. And the vibe in there is amazing. It looks like you're in someone's garage, but they've like decked it out with all these cool posters from like Japanese anime and also Thai children's storybooks. So it's just like an impeccable vibe.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
And so thank you for taking me through your process.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're barbecuing, like you're doing it yourself.
You're doing it yourself. Yes,
okay, amazing. Yes. I love that. I love when it's an activity with the meal.
Yeah. It was interesting. We were talking to the owner and he said that even though the restaurant isn't Korean, it's very much influenced by the popularity of like K-barbecue in Thailand and then bringing that to Australia. So it's kind of this mix of three different culinary cultures. But if you have ever been to like a K-barbecue or a Chinese barbecue, it's a very similar thing.
As always, there are new openings, things happening around the city. You know, the weather's cooling down, but activities and openings are not.
No, they are not.
One thing I'm excited about is, and actually it opens today and it's running until April 19th, it's Café Diptyque. Have you heard about this?
Très chic.
Very. It is basically Mecca Cosmetica, Maxima, our favorite makeup store, is taking over a cafe in the city together with Morning Market. So Andrew McConnell has curated like a gorgeous little Parisian inspired menu. There's Baker Blue croissants, there's coffee. It looks really adorable. And it's in collaboration with the new Diptyque candles that are at Mecca.
Oh, so like everything about that sentence is so dreamy.
I know, it's going to smell so good in there, like the croissants with the candles.
I've always wanted to go to that Prada Cafe in Milan. So it kind of reminds me of that.
This is just like, yeah, you can, it's closer to home. It's perfect. But yeah, they're going to have like new candles and also their existing range available to purchase. And it looks so cute. So I'm going to go there one morning. April is famously in Melbourne comedy festival season.
Famously. I've been to a few things. I actually went to Rose Matafeo at the Malthouse Theatre last night. Do you know her?
No.
So she's this great Kiwi comedian who moved to London, I think she said 8 years ago. And she actually has this show that's on iView and Binge called Starstruck.
Okay.
And it's one of my favorite shows. It's like a little rom-com. The premise is that she falls in love with a Hollywood star. So I know her from that, but I'd never seen her perform live before. And she was so funny and was just talking about, I guess the show is kind of built around her breakup.
Okay.
But it wasn't like, oh, boomy. It was like very cathartic.
Amazing.
And yeah. She's great. And she knows how to work a crowd, obviously. And 10 out of 10.
I went to opening night, which was like a gala of all stars. And it was like a range of, my favorite is Josh Thomas. And he was
I love Josh Thomas.
I know. I'm going to his show in a few weeks, which I'm very excited
for. It's cool. It's like a homecoming for him too.
Yeah. Well, they said
he's been in LA for ages.
Yeah. It's his first comedy festival show. And I think they said 10 years.
Wow.
I think that's what they said. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was just like, I love Josh Thomas. Like that was great. It was like a real mix of sort of new and up and coming and sort of old
favorites.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. And then I also went to a Kiwi comedian.
Oh, no way.
I went to Ray O'Leary on Sunday night. And he was super funny as well.
What's his vibe?
Very deadpan.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And very just kind of like a stream of thoughts, which is what I love. Because I'm always like, if I were ever to do stand-up comedy, it would just be a stream of consciousness for me.
For sure. I went to the Headliners show, which is the set they do with the visiting comics from the States. So it was Joel Kim Booster, who I know from the movie Fire Island. I don't know if anyone's seen that.
I don't know if
that.
I know him.
He's great.
You're giving me all these things to watch today.
I know. I'm coming in hot with the recs. No, he's been around for ages, but I think has really had like a big couple of years. Mm-hmm. And then Zainab Johnson, who is a Muslim comedian who's from LA. And the two of them did a 30-minute set. And it was just really fun to see. I don't know, like I'm more familiar with their work from the internet. So it's always fun to see it in real life.
Yeah. Or when you're a fan of someone from online and you see them on the stage, it's always, it's like a bit giddy. Anyway, Audrey, as always, the openings are here.
Yeah.
They're coming in thick and fast. Just take me on a little trip around town. What's happening?
What's happening around town? Well, one opening that I'm super excited about is Sebastian Cacciatore. I think I've been annoying everyone in the office about this for a while, but
it's been discussed.
Ruby's nodding knowingly, being like, I'm so glad this is maybe going to be the last time. It's this Cacciatore shop. So if you don't know, or for listeners who don't know, Cacciatore is this Japanese shaved ice dessert. So this chef had a really popular spot in Tokyo and he has closed it and moved to Melbourne. And they do different versions of this shaved ice layered dessert. So there's a creme brulee version, which was kind of mind-blowing because it's served in a typical like creme brulee ramekin and it has shaved ice down the bottom and then marshmallow on the top that he torches. So you get this really...
Wow.
Yeah, it's a really cool mix of different temperatures and textures.
So interesting. My experience with shaved ice is literally shaved ice in a little plastic thing and they just pour the food dye all over it.
Yeah,
so I'm like, wow, this sounds so much more exciting than that.
No, 100%. And it's like there's so many different variations of shaved ice desserts in Asian cultures. So like I grew up eating ice kacang, which is very Malaysian. You know, there's been a lot of bingsu places opening in the city lately. So it's fun to see like truly an expert of this dessert.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. On the list as well.
So that's a big one for me. there is a butcher shop.
Yes. I know exactly what you're going
to
say.
You know what I'm about to say. In Hawthorne, that has gone viral on TikTok. I think it's fair to say.
It's gone viral.
Yeah,
it's my whole...
overuse viral, but...
No. This has gone viral. If you're on TikTok, I'm sure you've seen it because it is all over my TikTok.
They sell giant chicken nuggets / mini schnitzels.
Yeah, it depends how you look at it.
Yeah, it depends how you look at it. You can get a whole bag of them. If you guess the weight, you get them for free. We sent one of our riders down there to check it out. She absolutely loved it. She said they're just as crispy and crunchy and delicious as you want.
I feel like everyone's raving about it.
Yeah.
I'm a bit like, okay, it's hard to have a bad experience with a massive chicken nugget or
That's
a small chicken
true.
Schnitzel. So I'm sure it's amazing.
I also think it's just knowing that you can go buy that at any time.
Yeah, I know.
It's really kind of fantastic.
It's one of those things where, you know, when you like have that realization that you're an adult and you can buy or eat anything and you don't like have to get permission. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a bit of that for us.
It is. You're
it's a bit
so
like,
right.
Oh yeah, I can eat a giant chicken nugget if I want to.
And you're like, everyone's doing it. Yeah. I can do it too.
And now it's cool on TikTok. Yeah. So like, it's fine. We receive a lot of questions as broadsheet editors about where to eat, where to go, what to do. Every week we are opening up to our readers and our listeners on our Instagram and giving them the chance to ask us a question that we'll answer on the pod. We've got a fun one this week. I think people are leaning into the cozy weather and they're ready. I'm craving a regional staycation. Where should I stay? And more importantly, where should I eat?
Ooh.
I was saying to someone, we were actually talking about this in the office this morning. I was saying, it's so funny that Toddy's is in Lawn and you can just go there anytime you want.
You can just go
you
there.
You can just go.
You can just jump in the car and go there.
I've got Lawn on my list for a getaway because I haven't been to that Toddy's yet. If you can get a booking, you should go to Shea.
If you can get a booking, you should go to Shea. I had this delightful Instagram experience the other day. I was procrastinating and how you get a booking there is you enter a lottery. And I didn't know this until the other night, but Jeong-un, Che, and her partner, Yura, they go on Instagram Live and they put all the little papers of everyone who's entered into a box and they shake it up and they read it out. And it's
amazing.
So fun to watch.
I would love watching that. I need to tune into the next one.
And I was like leaving them comments and they were like shouting me out. I was like, hey.
For context, Che is a 6-seat diner in Cockatoo. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the only way to get a booking is by entering the lottery. I believe the lottery opens 2 months in advance. So like you can enter the lottery now for June.
Yes. And
the last time I checked.
It did break my heart because they only have 6 seats. So sometimes they would have 4 seats taken and then they'd pull out a name and they'd be like, Ruby for 3. We cannot seat Ruby.
Oh, wow.
Because they're really strict on numbers. So
yeah. So anyway, if you can plan ahead of time and you're very lucky, that would be very high on my list.
Also, I think if you're driving Warn Way and you want to keep going to Warrnambool, I, about this time last year, did a little pre-winter staycay there. And on rainy days, it's actually really nice to go into the hot springs. It's not super busy. So if you're not a beach person, which I do not identify as a beach person, you can look at the water.
Yeah,
and
nice.
It's not super busy. And part of me was like, oh, I should come back in summer. And then part of me was like, but I wouldn't go in the water anyway.
Sometimes I think getaways are meant to be in the winter.
100%. And there were all these rainbows because it was a little overcast. If you drive a little bit out of town, past towards where Tower Hill is, the wildlife reserve, there is a bit further down, there's an eel farm called Tayrek, and it's an indigenous site. You can do tours. There's also a cafe where you can like try like smoked eels and things.
Wow, that sounds
so good. It's really cool. And then this past weekend I drove with a couple of friends to Trentham, which is only an hour and a half. But there's a restaurant there that Chef Annie Smithers has called Dufemier. So it's all French kind of style cooking. Yeah. And then Tony Tan also runs a cooking school out of his house. So you can go to Tony Tan's house, hang out.
That is like, so cute.
Yeah. And learn how to cook all these different Asian dishes. So he'll pick different cuisines each time.
Okay.
So that's also
choice.
A great little culinary getaway.
I will say that one of my favorite getaways I did in the last few years, we went to Aries Inlet for the weekend.
Ooh.
I had the best fish and chips I've ever had.
No way.
Ever. It's called Aries Inlet Fish and Chips.
Mm-hmm.
They were so good. I've never had fish and chips that have lived up to them.
Why were they so good?
They were so crispy and so salty. Yeah. And so it was old school fish and chips. Yeah, it wasn't like some new age experiment. And then they also have this, they have like a little lighthouse walk with this gorgeous little cafe where you can get scones and hot chocolate and milkshakes and just like great, great getaway.
There's something about a scone from a regional bakery that just hits different.
With a hot chocolate, done. Mm-hmm. Done for the day. For 3 to Try this week, we are checking out some of the best meal deals around town. So steak nights, parma nights, anything we can get our hands on that won't break the bank. I have 2 personal faves. One's a new fave and one's an old fave.
Okay.
Okay. So my first one is Paran Hotel does Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Whoa.
And on both of those nights, it's a special for parma and for steak, which is so good because normally it's one or the other.
That's so
but
true.
But you have a choice.
You can take your palm friends and your steak friends.
It's so good because I feel like I'm a steak, but my partner is a palmer.
I'm a palmer, so we should go.
Okay, so we can go on
you
a Tuesday
have a
or a Wednesday.
You can go with, but I no, would, I'll go with I'll you instead. With you.
It's so good. It's $26 steak, $22 palmer, and there's also an eggplant palmer for $22. So it's great, and it's 2 nights of the week.
Whoa.
So that's the Paran Hotel.
Okay.
Then this is a newcomer. Normandy Bar and Grill on Tuesday nights, half price on any cut of steak. So you can choose and they're all half price and with chips and béarnaise sauce.
That's a sick
half price steak fritz.
Wait, mine also comes with béarnaise sauce.
If it has béarnaise sauce, it's high.
Yeah, we're there. No, Marquis of Warn also on Tuesdays does a $24 porterhouse.
Yes.
And there's chip salad and béarnaise. They have a good happy hour deal too. So from 4 to 6, you can get half-priced beer, cider, and spiked seltzer.
I love Marquis of Lawn.
Yeah.
That's a good choice. Yeah. These are 3 great ones.
They're just classic.
We're going to be busy the next few Tuesday nights.
I know. No one make plans with me. We should do steak night, parma night, and then a movie.
Yeah. Done.
Cheap movie night.
Yeah. I'm in.
Great.
Done. That's it for today. I'll be back next Thursday with another guest.